It is time for the highly dependable and the very informative golf tip of the week. Christmas style. Ho, ho, ho.
All right. This week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays, home of the new Shady Rays golf polarized golf eyewear and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour. Who said this? Don't answer yet. I'm not a big shorts person, personally. I hate to see men's legs on the golf course. Now, if you get this one, you do read the rundown. Because there's no way you're going
to
get this one.
Well, I know the person that said it to me.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so this week's tip of the week is, your body is a clock.
Your body is a clock.
Very good, CQ. That was much better.
Good rip.
You finally got it.
It's a roller coaster ride.
That's exactly right. All right, so, you know, it's very interesting when I watch people swing. And it just, you always have to have, to be a good instructor, you've got to be able to communicate. You've got to be able to provide a vision. And you've got to be able to have the talent to know the fundamentals of the game.
Diagnose and prescribe a cure.
Exactly. And one of the things that I always see is when people are making a backswing, they're swaying back, and then they sway through. And it causes so many problems because you've got to get everything to time perfectly. So I want you to think of your body as a clock. And the club is the hands on the clock. All right? And so what does that clock do? What do those hands do on a clock? They just go around and around in a circle every minute, every second, every hour. They
body
just go
clock
around
is
in a circle.
In the house tonight.
So what I want you to do is I want you to use your body as a clock. Okay. So your sternum is the center of the clock. So that club needs to swing around your sternum. If you look at a clock, when the big hand is going over to the right, the center of the clock isn't moving to the right, too.
No.
It's staying in the middle. So I want you to make sure that as you get up over the golf ball, I want you to focus on keeping your sternum in the same position as when you're standing at address.
Hello, ball.
Thank you. And be able to swing around. That's on your backswing. And then when you swing through, you want everything to be able to swing back through with your sternum staying in position because you want to hit the golf ball from behind the golf ball going through, not having your body ahead of the golf ball and your arms trying to catch up. That's going to get you into more trouble than anything. So when you go out to the practice tee, I want you to get set up over the golf ball. And the best thing you can do, stand straight up. And put the club parallel to the ground in your hands, press the grip up against your sternum, and just turn your sternum away and watch the club go back, and then turn and go back through so that the grip of the club never leaves your sternum. You're going to find by being more stable and more steady and more still over the golf ball, you're going to be able to have better results. That is your golf tip of the week.
Brought to
you by Shady Rays.
We're talking about...
Got you.